As you know, I say, well, you know, we're all young in heart. That's why we have youth messages, because we need to sometimes to look at the gospel through the lens of a child. Jesus said, come unto me, all the little children. So here we are, climbing up on Daddy's lap, telling this story. You know, I like to sing, so here we go. The 12 days of Christmas, my true love said to me, oh, I don't know the rest of the words. Did you ever hear that song? Oh, the 12 days of Christmas. Yeah, it's such a thing, the 12 days of Christmas. And today, well, it's the day before the official day, which is tomorrow, the 6th, we call Epiphany. So that is the celebration and the manifestation of Jesus to the Gentile world. Is represented by the Magi. Who was the Magi? Well, they were the wise people that came from the East. So that's why we call this particular time of the year on the church calendar Epiphany. Now, Epiphany is the 12th day after Christmas. That's probably why you recognize that song, oh, the 12 days of Christmas. So people always are singing about the 12 days of Christmas, and I love it this time of the year. You think about that. But if you look at all the different calendars, sometimes we think the 12 days of Christmas as being 12 days before Christmas. But really, it's the 12 days after Christmas. So if you count 12 days after Christmas, then from Christmas Day, December the 25th, and you start counting on the calendar, then there we are. Now, tomorrow is January the 6th, but that is the 12th day after Christmas, which is called Epiphany. So that word is really a cool word. Now, Epiphany. Now, when Miss Judy and I decide to get married, we got married on Epiphany. And you say, oh, that was why. Why did you do that? Well, the scriptures say Epiphany meaning the revealing of. And God revealed to me this beautiful woman that I call my wife. So the other reason, I'm a preacher, you know, and I follow the church calendar the best I can. And since Epiphany is on January the 6th, and I got married on January 6th, I almost cannot forget my wedding anniversary, right? Well, anyhow, I'm being a little silly, but the 12 days of Christmas is a wonderful time on the church calendar. And it is because of what God revealed to us through His Son, Jesus Christ, giving us so many, many, many blessings. So hope and pray that you continue to learn more about Jesus and develop your relationship with Him little by little. It's a wonderful joy. Then you too can say, on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love said to me. No, you can say, on the 12th day of Christmas, Jesus came into my life and I am blessed. Well, being a little silly about this particular time of the year, but God loves you and so do we. Hope to see you in church sometime soon.